to the show, MSNBC's own contributor, our own brother Jeff Johnson, with three top things that you need to know.
Yes, sir.
Jeff Johnson, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, y'all. I got three things that you need to know. Number one, if you missed it, and I don't think most of you did, President Obama stepped to the stage on Friday to give what many were incredibly excited about. Speaking about his feelings about the Zimmerman case, talking about, in many cases, how he connected with Trayvon Martin. But one of the things that I don't know if you know is that in typical fashion, your man, Tavis Smiley, took to meet the press on Sunday, smashing the president, telling people that it was too little too late, that it was as strong as unsugared Kool-Aid, and just going hard on him. So just when you thought that everybody who could be happy about the president finding his own space to speak about this, as always, Tavis Smiley is not. The second thing you should know is if you thought George Zimmerman was going to be out of the news, you thought wrong. Somewhere in Sanford, Florida, a truck was turned over on I-4, and George Zimmerman rescued someone from an turned over truck. Now, Ricky, what I find interesting about this is no witnesses saw the accident. Nobody saw the truck turn over. Nobody else was there. But when the police got there, what they said to the news was that George Zimmerman was a hero for pulling this guy out.
He is an upstanding citizen. Yes, he is, Brother Jeff.
That's what he is. And nobody else saw it, but you know it had to happen. The third thing you need to know is that Al Sharpton is a G.
Al Sharpton's
got a 35-year-old girlfriend who is pleasing to the eye. And it's funny because we love to get into the relationship business of all kinds of folks. And Al Sharpton, who's 58 years old, has a 35-year-old girlfriend, and people are hating on him, saying that he's still married to his wife. Al is saying, we ain't been together since 2004, so I should be able to date. And my thing is, if Al's wife, ex-wife, ain't mad at it, why should anybody else be? There's a whole lot of folks. I know people that's been married two other times and still legally divorced from their first wife.
Right. Hey, Brother Jeff, Brother Jeff, have you spoken to Tavis Smiley? Can you tell us real quick, what is Tavis Smiley and Dr. Cornel West's issue with President Obama? What is going on?
Well, you know what? I'll be real honest. I think that some of the critique that they have made of the president in certain places haven't been wrong. It's just every time they do it, they make it personal. And it almost seems like it's in a personal attack against the president versus saying, look, I have some policy issues. I think he should be dealing with more issues of the poor. I think that as citizens of the United States, we have the ability to question our president. But when time you do it, it's an attack, it's hateful, you use language that is speaking to, like, really, is it necessary, even when you talk about this Trayvon piece, to talk about being as weak as unsugar Kool-Aid? That there's a different way to say these kind of things, and I think every time they do it, it comes out as hateration versus credible.
You know, Brother Jeff, you know where this all started? This all started during the 2008 campaign when Senator at the time, Barack Obama, did not show up to Tavis Smiley's event. That's what I think. Now, what you think?
I think you're right.
Wow.
That is. Let me tell you something, man. I be watching this stuff, man. I know what the hell is going on. It's an ego thing. It's a pride thing. Man, some people just can't handle it, man. You got to understand, all the pastors wasn't pushing for Dr. King. Dr. King had some haters. Dr. King had a lot of black pastors that went out there and told people that the bus boycott was over. And Dr. King went to the pool halls and went to the club to tell people that the bus boycott, because they was like, yes. They tried to undermine him and go ahead and say, hey, the bus boycott is over. Go ahead and ride the bus. But Dr. King them hit the streets. And all them black pastors weren't pulling for Dr. King back then. They was
Teach Professor Ricky. I said you better teach Professor Ricky.
Hey, don't let me start talking about civil rights. See, man, I be watching stuff, man, and it's like Tavis Smiley is like a family member, man, and I'm just really disappointed that is this how you gonna go out? All of the good that Tavis Smiley has done and all of the awareness that he has brought to people about certain things, and you go out like this?
He was and it's really going to be his legacy. His legacy is really going to be that he hated on President Obama.
Yeah, I hate this, and I'm proud to say that that Tavis Smiley is my cousin, but he has really fallen on the wrong side of this issue, and it's unnecessary what he's doing. And I'm friends with Dr. Cornel West, and I don't understand it, and I just wish they would stop. Man, I mean, he can come on this show and sell whatever book he want to sell. I support Tavis Smiley because he support me. And we have a wonderful relationship. But don't do this right here, though. This ain't cool right here. So, okay, Brother Jeff, let everybody know how you can be reached.
Oh, you know, JeffIJohnson.com.
There it is. Hey, thank you, Brother Jeff, man.
Of course, brother. Talk to you on Thursday.